Senator Murkowski, as the ranking Republican on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, said last week the EPA's restriction on greenhouse gas emissions is an effort to bypass Congress and levy policies that would drive electric supply away from coal. She says coal power accounts for almost 40% of power services. The new rule, Murkowski says, didn't look at Alaska at all, only the lower 48.
We're one-fifth the size of the country. We are part of the country, but the EPA, in advancing these proposed regs, admits that we don't know. We don't know the cost-benefit for Alaska. We don't know the cost-benefit for Hawaii here. But that does not mean, that my state is exempt from this rule, as some reports have led Alaskans to believe. Instead, without the benefit of any analysis, EPA has directed Alaska to reduce our emissions by 26%.
Some Alaskans pay as much as 50% of their monthly income to electric companies, Murkowski says, whereas the average house in the lower 48 pays 4%. She also states that Alaska is not just physically separated from the lower 48, but it's also not connected to the electric grid. When the power goes out, it's only Alaska's problem. Murkowski says those living in the lower 48 affected by the polar vortex this winter had a taste of what Alaskan winters are like. She says the winter storms and blizzards that caused power plant outages were because those states didn't prepare as intensely as Alaska.
Now, EPA has suggested a series of strategies for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. But of the five power plants in Alaska that are directly impacted by this proposed rule, four are natural gas fire plants, and they're located near each other and Anchorage. So in the whole state of Alaska, there are only five plants, Madam President, that are impacted by this regulation. Everything else is small enough or doesn't sell their power. So of the five, four of them are already natural gas. The fifth already has the clean coal technology. The proposed strategies of switching to natural gas, dispatch changes, or retiring plants are really just unworkable given the configuration that we have in my state. And given that we live in this polar vortex every winter is polar vortex in Alaska, many of our houses are already well insulated to protect from the cold, so efficiency programs will provide comparatively small gains.
Murkowski says the new EPA rule would make the electricity grid less stable and less reliable because Alaska and other states with extreme weather rely on diverse baseload capacities. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.